Good morning, the Exotics Fit. This is Kiri speaking. Okay, yes. Oh, okay, has she destroyed it? Is it still on or has it come off? Okay, let me just have a look. I wasn't actually here yesterday, so I'm just having a quick look and see what bandage we had on. Yeah, they would have put an Altman splint there. Now, what have we done? Have we actually frayed all that brown elastoplast type tape, or what's it looking like? She's starting to fray it a little bit. Okay. Is it still intact, like just on the edges? Okay. Let me just pop you on hold. I have a chat with Dr. Brock, who saw little one here, and I'll just see what he wants you to do. Is there a possibility to send a photo of what she's done to the actual cast? Yep. Okay. Yeah, I just do an e our email on file. It's exoticsvet@mail.com. But I'll just pop you on hold and I'll just have a quick chat with Dr. Brock in the interim. Might be a minute there. Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats.
Are you there, Steph? Sorry, I just had to wait. He was just on a phone call to ask him about little Jill. They said that they can chew a little bit at it and fray the ends, as long as they're obviously not destroying it to the point that it's coming apart or anything like that. We can put little tape tabs on, so if they're going to chew, they can chew those instead of the actual splint itself. What he has asked, before we do anything like putting a collar on or anything like that, if you can send that email to us so he can have a look at the photo and just see exactly what Jill has done to whether or not we need to do anything else. And then obviously we'll get back to you either by email or phone you. Is your phone number, I'll just confirm, 0404 197 069? Okay, excellent. If you can get a photo as close as possible as you can with some detail would be great. I know it can be difficult with birds to keep them still for 5 seconds to take that photo. But if you can, just send that through and I'll get Dr. Brock to have a look in between his consults, and then either myself or he will give you a call or email you back in regards to that, what the photo shows. Exotics Vet at mail.com. So Exotics with an S, Vet. Just single, VET, at mail.com. Neither did I until I started working here. I thought it was a Gmail type thing, but it's just mail.com. Excellent. Not a problem. Okay, we'll wait, but otherwise we're quite bright and alert. We're eating. Everything's going well in that respect. Yep. I know, it can be, like if you can do some foraging, like do you do foraging with her or anything like that with her food or? Yep. like if you can get a hold on some natural tree branches or stuff that she could possibly destroy instead, that would be great. Obviously, they're going to go for something that's right in front of them, which obviously will be that cast. But hopefully we can try and do the branches and stuff, as long as they're native and everything haven't been sprayed or anything, that they'll be fine to pop in there. And just see how you go. If you stick to some of the gum branches, like gum branches, your bottle brush, your grevilleas, things like that are all okay. If it's weeping or white sap or anything, I'll definitely avoid it. Or any plants that you're unsure of, I wouldn't put them in. You can put like your lily pillies and branches and stuff in, as long as obviously they're not by a roadside that they could have been sprayed by council or anything like that. Definitely just your native branches is the way to go. Not a problem. That's fine. Not a problem. We'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.